We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin.
Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Age of Attraction, recap of episodes 6 through 7. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
So, 7 episodes in, a few days away from the finale. Mm-hmm. How you feeling about Age of Attraction? I mean, it's a new concept, new show. We talked about in the very beginning. I like the fact that they had Nick and Natalie. Perfect. And as a matter of fact, I think even Jorge told him that, like, the minute they saw, it was Jorge or somebody, it might have been Libby, who told him, like, the minute they saw them walk out, they're like, oh, this makes sense, right? Like, it's good. They're the ones. And this said that. But the concept as a whole, because it's not their show. They were just hired to be the host of it. How you feeling about it now that we're 7 episodes in?
Well, conceptually, it's good. I have a few questions, though.
Okay.
So we've interviewed people that have been on some of these shows, and they've told us that when they were going through their interview process, they didn't know what show.
Right.
They just knew it was a dating show.
Right.
So I'm wondering how many of them knew that this was a show where you're potentially dating people with different age gaps. Because there's so many people that were so concerned about it. And I felt like, did you know that that's what the or did they find out the concept the day of? Like, remember when we did King's Court? They didn't realize who the kings were going to be or what was going on.
Right, right.
So for this show, is it they didn't realize it was about the different age gaps? Was that a surprise to them?
That's a good question. You know, because I bet you they probably didn't give them all the details of it, right? And it may have come down to the fact, because remember, in that, I like that pink butterfly. Hi, regulators. But it's I think you think about when they said it, the only thing you can't ask is how old they are. They're like, oh wait, so part of the question had to be, have you ever dated someone outside of your age range? Are you opposed to dating? What's the oldest you'll date? What's the youngest you'll date? Of course, that was for the people in the upper, because in the younger ones, they can't ask them how young, because then it starts getting into, you know, legal ramifications and whatnot. So
would you date someone older? How much older?
But That's a great thing. Like, what do you think they knew? I didn't think about that part.
Yeah, I'm curious. Rather than that, conceptually, if they knew, well, then all the things I was annoyed about last recap, I'd be still annoyed about. But if they didn't know, now I get it, because they're all going to be meeting people's family, but they didn't realize I'm going to give you all the names and contact info of family that are going to come here and realize I potentially could be dating somebody 20 years older than me or 20 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that. You know, the thing that, if it's one thing about this, and I'm glad they actually addressed it on the Vile Files, is, and we said this before, I'm upset that they only took this 15 to 33 year age gap couples.
Yeah.
Instead of taking some of these couples that were closer in age. Because the minute you do that, and it's funny because they never have them as the, what do you call, not the pace car, but the control couple.
The control group?
Yes.
The control group?
So that'd be the control couple.
Yeah.
Here's what it's supposed to be like. When have you ever seen any couple be what it's supposed to be like? There's no telling.
Yeah.
Age really doesn't matter in that, because they'll find something else to argue about.
But you would agree, though, that there's no story then. If it's not a reality show, if they have a 44-year-old and a 48-year-old trying to navigate the age difference. There's nothing there. It's boring. No,
but here's the thing. And this is going to come back up in our first couple. If that's the thing, and age isn't an issue initially to start, then why does it matter that they're close in age? There are other reasons they're not going to match anyway, so it's fine. Or other reasons that they're going to have the conflict anyway. I get it. It's all about age. But would you still pick somebody in your age group if you didn't know they were your age? That should be part of it, too.
Yeah, but that's not as fun. That's not gonna get all the views.
You had enough fun. There were enough other couples for fun.
That's not get all the views. It's not gonna get all the views.
I mean, now, if it meant taking out Jorge and Vanilla, no. You leave them in there. If Mimi says drama comes with life, not age or age gap, look at Love is Blind. Absolutely right. And that's
100%.
Yeah, that's
100%. But adding the age gap in adds to the drama of life.
Okay, then you get unserious couples in season two.
Yes.
They want a season two, but you're going to get the Married at First Sight, Love is Blind problem that is there now. People there just for TV time to add to the drama, right. And that's all it becomes. Nobody looking for what it's supposed to be.
That's every reality show.
Touche. I'm like the thumbnail of this. I'm just exhausted. Yeah. BK Queen agrees with you, says it's the premise of the show. You need the age gap. No, but yeah. I see what you're saying. I get what you're again. It's if age is not the question.
Yeah.
Then it's like if age is not the question, then it's easy. Whether you're close or not, that shouldn't matter. Otherwise,
if they did a show,
automatically Jorge and Vanell win. 33 years. Yay! You're the winner. And guess what? They're not. They're the first ones out.
If they did a show that was around interracial dating, right? And you have a woman that is Hispanic and white mixed with a guy who's Asian and white mixed. Is that interracial dating? Yes. Is that going to get all the...
No.
It's interracial dating. It is. But is that going to get all the views?
In Texas, interracial dating only includes somebody black.
White and black, Hispanic and black, Asian and black. That would be interracial couples. It's like Lauren and Cameron are a big deal. Why? Because they were an interracial couple that met behind a wall.
No, because they were a good couple.
They were, but they met behind a wall and fell in love with the person without knowing what they look like, which the show is about.
The show tried to make it like race was a big issue, and it wasn't. It's funny that you and I are on the opposite sides of this, because usually we're on the other side of this argument. But even when they tried to make where he was meeting her dad and like, how's the dad going to take him? And I was like, he's a good guy. Shit, leave him alone. You going to treat my daughter good? All right, get the hell on then.
No, you got to... You got to speak to them in their language. Now, look here, buddy.
Janet says it's the dumbest show idea ever. It's a show about big age gaps. And then when people have age gaps, they all freak out. Okay. And that's my point. So that's why it shouldn't even matter. Small age gaps should be included. But okay. You know what? We're talking in circles here. Let's get to this, man, because there's so much to get to, especially this first couple. John and Teresa. Because... we know Teresa had a freak out when she found out family was coming, and they're going to find out that she out here sowing her olden oats. Not her golden oats, but her olden oats. John says he's nervous to meet Teresa's family, and Teresa's only concern in all of this should be the biggest red flag of all, because...
Are you going to tell them our ages?
Right. Her point of... I don't want to tell my age because I want them to get to know me first. Okay. I know I said what I said.
Mm-hmm.
The recap of episodes 1-3. Mm-hmm. But they're going to look at you and know there's an age gap.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to look at you and tell that there's something different. Talk about it. And just go ahead and hit that head on. Just talk about it.
Indeed. And why try to run from it? Like Mimi says, Teresa's on my last nerve. You're damn skippy. Oh, thank you, Newbie Mahogany. Teresa's embarrassed, period.
Right.
Miss Tillman, Teresa was annoying as hell. You're clearly old, ma'am. And here's the problem I have here, right? That was kind of mean, by the way.
That was. She's not.
No. Okay. Well, technically she is. But if you are to compare to him, she's twice as
old. Yeah, but yes. That means we're old. 54 is not old.
Compared to him?
We're 51. That means we're old.
When you were 27, was 54 old? Okay, then.
No when sense. I was 27?
Yes.
Yeah, I probably would be. But they looked different back then. When I was 27, 54-year-olds didn't look like Teresa.
Well, 40-year-olds look like George Jefferson back then, too. So
yeah.
And think about it. Back in the NBA in the 70s and 80s, boy, they were looking like George Jefferson for real.
Yeah.
Mimi says she came for a baby boy, got crashing and crashing out because she got one. Exactly. Very annoying. But here's the thing I have to say. If you are ashamed to tell family or friends, their family or friends, their age, your age, or your family and friends, their age, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then that's somebody you don't need to be with. If you can't tell them certain things about your relationship, like the basics, hi, your name, your age, what do you do for a living? If you can't say that in the first meeting, y'all don't need to be together.
Right. And yes, I have children and I'm proud of these children and their ages are X.
That's the funny part, right? Because Brenda and Sarah, who are John's mom and sister, they meet. They go to meet them and find out that Teresa's family doesn't even know where she is. They know she's in Canada. They don't know what the show is about. They don't know what she's out trying to date, trying to find her a new fling. They don't know this.
Right.
Right? And she says she would love to be able to stay in the bubble. Correct me if I'm wrong. But this is an immediate red flag, right?
Yeah. Huge red flag. Because it sounds like you are ashamed or embarrassed of John. If you thought John was it and just the age was the deal, but you thought everything about this man was great, then you should be singing that from the rooftops and excited to tell your kids about it. And you should be the one to tell John's mom and sister, I really like your son. And yes, I'm a mom. I have three kids. You didn't have to say their ages. Could have said, I have three kids. They don't really know yet, but we're probably going to meet them. This will be an interesting experiment to see how they react. And leave it at that.
Mike says, Teresa treating John like he's a moped. Fun to ride as long as no one sees you.
Yep. Ooh, John. Moped. Well, that's TV. I don't think so, because in our moped Honda Pilot conversation, we wouldn't do that on camera. I would be on TV doing that.
By the way, Lady J says the fact that people just leave out the fact they have kids is wild to me. I'll never understand this. Me neither. It's one of the first things that comes up in any conversation with people who actually are proud to have their kids. Matter of fact, you can't get them to shut up about their damn kids sometimes.
Yeah.
Right, Terrell?
I had it happen once. This one girl just years ago. We were going out and she told me she had one kid.
Mm.
And then we kept talking. And a couple weeks later, I find out that she actually has five kids.
Whew. That's a multiplier, boy.
Yeah, it was. It was a bad multiplier because then I became a zero. Okay, canceled so here's my all question. Those numbers out.
How long between the first and the fifth did you find out? Because did you like, damn, what happened? How long ago was this?
That was a couple weeks.
What happened since I saw you?
All within a couple weeks. She lied. She said, I didn't want to tell you because I was just like, okay.
That never goes well when you leave that.
I didn't say it out loud, but I'm like, this is the last time you're going to see me, right?
but before I leave, come here. Get over
here. Let me see what it's all about. Apparently, a lot of people.
Apparently, nobody can get up. On time.
Let me see what all the fuss is about. Why not?
hello. Okay, so Teresa leaves, right? It's just John sitting down with Sarah and his mom, Brenda. And Sarah brings up age. And of course, John avoids it because that's what he's been instructed to do, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That conversation was hilarious because he wouldn't say the age, it's her age. Mm. And then she says, okay, has she been married? He goes, yeah. Does she have children?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, that is wow. Because and he's like, can we ask her about the age of her kids? No.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Which just gives a bad vibe. I think if I was his sister and mom, I would be thinking, okay, what are y'all hiding?
Mm-hmm.
Because they know it's not like John to hide that type of stuff.
Exactly. And that's where they know it's her influence that's doing this. By the way, BK Queen asked Terrell, You dated Charlie from Never Ever Met?
No.
Because Tasha says the same thing. Sounds like old girl from Never Ever Met.
No.
The 1 to 5 kids.
Yeah.
The next day, John goes to sit down with Sarah, right? And Sarah tells him, look, yeah, me and Mom, we're kind of concerned that Teresa didn't volunteer her age.
Yeah.
Even the fact that she has kids. Because how many does she have? 2? 3? What?
Yeah.
That's worse.
Yeah. 3? What? How old is she? 54? And I like his sister. I like how his sister handled it. She didn't like freak out.
Right.
You know, or lose her mind. She just said, hey, I think that there's a lot of things you need to experience in life before you take this on and consider what it would be like long-term with her compared to someone else that's younger and doesn't have any children.
She didn't. Sarah did not freak out when he said that Teresa was 54. Nope. When she did have a facial reaction was when she said, oh, yeah, well, her oldest son is 2 years older than me. What?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is at this point. Mm-hmm. What can you really say? But I'm glad that she was honest with him. And I hope that he's considering that because I think they are a great looking couple. I'm excited for them, but I don't see this being a long term deal. It could be fun for a few years.
Yeah.
Great. Indeed. But at some point.
So her royal oats.
Yeah. Yeah. But at some point, she's going to start to phase in from that hot older mom, older woman to crypt keeper. She's going to start getting
Jerry Jones.
Yeah. So, and he'll only be like, you know, late 30s.
Yeah.
You know, to maybe 40, still in his peak.
Yeah.
And she's already on the tail end of where she's going to be.
Mimi says her control on what he tells his family is crazy. I'm telling mine everything. She'd be mad if I was John. Same. My mama wouldn't hear that at all. My mom don't play that. You know, you met my mom.
Yeah.
She'd want to know immediately. Excuse me, Matt, how old are you?
Yeah.
What you doing with my son?
Yeah.
Now, back in the apartment, John tells Teresa about his breakfast with Sarah. And Teresa is upset with him. Like, calm down, lady. Mm-hmm. What are you mad about?
Yeah. He's like, I thought we talked about this. Yeah, why'd you say they don't know me? Yes, they don't know you.
Yeah.
But what they do know is this isn't adding up.
Because
they can see your face, they can see my face, and they know how old I am. So they know something's not adding up.
These ages ain't matching.
Yeah.
MWA asked, do you guys think he really, John really didn't want kids or was just saying that to justify the relationship?
I think he really didn't want kids.
Some people just don't want them. Play this up. Some people are indifferent. There was a time that you did, the time now that you don't.
Yeah, there was a time I was open to it. And then as I got older, I was like, nope, I'm good. And it's not going to change. Because
you may meet a vanilla and be like, you know what?
Nope. Nope. You can keep giving me the oral intimacy all day long because I know you won't get pregnant that way. That's what I do with vanilla, but no.
Leave that young sister.
I'll just say the words that she said. I didn't make this. She said these things. I just use what she said. Yeah, no, I don't want kids.
Janet says, so what? Vanilla asks Jorge's old ass if he wants kids. Like, miss, he got great grandkids. He got legacy. Damn. You done made that man the Murdochs. Now it's time, as we're going to go through both 6 and 7 here and just go through the couples until we get to the dinner, right? And we see where they're meeting Teresa's kids. And all of her kids actually show up, even the youngest one, who she didn't think would show up.
Yeah.
What I thought it was great. Meetup?
I thought it was great that they showed up. And again, she gets performative because she's crying when she sees them. Mm-hmm. And I think it starts out well, and then it tanks for me because the moment it started tanking was when John was saying he's excited to meet them. Your mom said a lot of great things about you. I'm happy that all y'all are here. And I really think your mom is too. And she says, I'm not happy. No, I'm not. That's when it just went downhill from there for me with Teresa. I was like, Jesus, this John's trying his best here. And you're saying that I'm not happy that they're here to meet me. I'm sitting next to you.
Yeah. I can hear it's wild. But, you know, okay, yeah. So here's the thing, too, though. Because I don't know if you noticed this, but Lauren, who is Teresa's daughter, is constantly looking. She's the biggest skeptic at the table. And she's looking across like, all right, Mom, what are you not telling us?
Right.
Her eyes are saying it the way she's just scanning them, looking back at both of them. You're like, okay, yeah, this is the one you're going to have to deal with, right? John excused himself. I know how important family is, blah, blah, blah. I love when they do this stuff like we don't know. Hey, producer said, get your ass up. It's time for us to hear them talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he does tell the producers and us that he thinks the day went well, but he wishes Teresa didn't beat around the bush so much. Before he left, did you feel like she did that?
It's not that she beat around the bush. There was no enthusiasm or excitement about mm-hmm. John. That's what bothered him the most. She didn't seem all that excited that she's with him.
Mm-hmm. Did you freeze there just now?
No, oh, I thought okay. I was.
you were still like a statue. For
I was adjusting my notes.
Oh, Mimi brings up something that, you know what? I can't believe I actually was almost going to go past this, but Teresa actually called John a good boy. He's a very good boy. She got in her Brie moment.
Yeah.
This irked the shit out of me.
Me too. Ladies, don't call a man boy. Just mm-mm. don't do it. Don't do it. Could you imagine if the guy you're dating is like, yeah, man, she's a beautiful little girl, talking about you, calling you a little girl? No, mm-hmm. don't call a man a boy, period. Even if he's acting like one. Well, mm-hmm. you shouldn't be dating him in the first place. That's on you, ladies. That's on you.
Well, when John leaves, when the boy leaves.
now the adults can talk.
Yes. It's time for the hard-hitting questions. And, I mean, they start off, do you see marriage? And mm-hmm. Teresa's like, oh, well, I don't know. And blah, 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 blah. You know, I need to take your feelings into consideration. And then they said, oh, really? Great. So how old is he?
Listen, can you tell us how old he is? Yeah, I can, but I'm not. That's what she said. I can, but I'm not. And I'm just thinking to myself, what in the world? And to that whole thing that she said about her kids have seen her hurt and destroyed. She doesn't want to go do that again. And her kids can be upfront and honest with her. Mm-hmm. But yet now you can't be upfront and honest with them.
Right. Exactly. Which is terrible, right? Because here's the thing. The kids know. Even the youngest son, as they're doing the three-person confessional, you notice the oldest son doesn't say anything?
Yeah.
He said maybe two words the whole damn time. He's like, I've been through this the longest. I've been through this longer than they have. I already know this some bullshit.
Well, but also I think the oldest son is like, he's not 35.
Right. Because the youngest son's like, 35. Hey, not revealing the age is weird. I think he's about 35, and if he's any younger than that, then it's going to be a problem. Oldest son is like, hold my beer. I can't wait to find out because he knows.
Yeah, I think he could tell.
By the way, I like Auntie Robin. Auntie Robin says, if you can't guess my age by my comments, you can at least hit that like button. That's exactly what we need at this very moment. Appreciate everybody hanging out with us. Do us a favor, please, while you're here, whether you're watching this now as part of the live crew or watching this later part of Replay Gang, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Chows. If you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Terrell.
Now, you've made it this far, and we've gotten through one of the couples. We got a quite few more to go. Let us know you're here. You made it this far by leaving the one thing that Teresa wouldn't do. Age. No, not yours. Just the word age. You can leave hers if you want to. That's fine. But you can just leave the word age. Comment it below. Leave the word age in here. Let us know that you made it this far. And to all our podcast fam, listen on your favorite platform. Thank you. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really does help. We appreciate you for doing it.
That'd be a fun little experiment. Be like, that's how old she is? Look at some of the people that comment. She's always on the live thing. That's how old she is? I have no idea.
Next couple up, Derek and Pfeiffer.
Mm-hmm.
Pfeiffer's a little nervous about this whole meeting, huh?
A little.
Just a little bit.
She's extremely nervous, which I'm thinking, why?
Age.
Are you so nervous about
this? I'll tell you why. Age.
Well, I don't know if it was age or was it also race? Because I'm thinking, what if this is the first black guy that she's brought to her family? So she pulled a double whammy. Not only is he black, daddy, he old.
Okay. Let's play this game. Shakira brought a YN home with his pants hanging down to his knees. His belt buckle around his knees. She got at least one with his pants pulled all the way up.
True. They just spent got one that's 20 and two kids.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that part too.
I mean, she could have had one that was 22 with two kids too. I mean, we know how YNs are.
Toomey Worm says, Pfeiffer was giving me secondhand anxiety. Yeah, the way she's like, well, I should pull the chair a little closer. No, stay your ass over there, sir.
Right.
Oh, my God. That was kind of weird first. Yeah. But then both of her parents show up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know you thought it was her stepmom. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments if you do. I thought it was her mom and her dad because she said the last time she saw them all together, the last time they were all together in the same room was, you know, where she got in big trouble in high school last year. Okay, it wasn't last year, but you know.
Yeah, no, that's her mom. I mean, I see the resemblance in both of them. I can see it. So that's her mom.
Yeah.
I thought the initial meet mm-hmm. went well. They weren't surprised. There wasn't like a, and this is Derek. Oh, you know, there wasn't any of that. It was just,
right.
Oh, hey, Derek. And it started to seem all well and good until Derek starts talking. Because they asked Derek, you know, so tell him about yourself. And he's, hey, before I do, I just want to say, I really like your daughter. Y'all did an amazing job raising her. I know how hard it is to raise children. And you guys did a great job.
I would say that's when the mom, maybe the mom should have done it first, but I stop. How old are you, sir? Because nobody the same age as their daughter is going to be saying, you know what? You raised her well.
Right.
That sounds like some old grooming shit. That sounds like some stuff that a teacher says, you know, a parent-teacher's meeting is like, you know, you raised a great child. Can't spell for shit, but they're great.
Harold is such a good young man. Not on our smart list, but he's a good kid.
Now, here's the thing about this. When it gets to Derek telling them that he is 43, Stacy's not amused. But Durwood wants, you know, the skincare routine.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed more impressed.
How'd you do that? You got, well, first off, you got to be related to the Jacksons. My dad, Jermaine, he...
hits the hair.
Yeah, hits the hair, hits the look. You got to be a Jackson.
Derek asked Durwood for a private conversation, right? Which we never get to see any of that really much, or much of it anyway, but we get to see more of Stacy and Pfeiffer. And I like how Stacy starts it off. Okay, how are you doing? Blink twice if you need help.
Yeah. You are in trouble. I thought this was a good mother-daughter moment because she would just want to see how she really felt about it. And Pfeiffer still seems like everything is great. And she says, you know, being 23 and walking into something with two children and you hate babysitting, which that caught me off guard because I haven't heard that. If you don't like children, dating somebody with children is really not a good idea.
Okay. To be fair, you don't have to not like children to not babysit. Okay. My brothers and my sister, way younger than me, I babysat them. And I remember when the neighbors would say, hey, Yanni does such a good job with the kids. Do you think you would? No.
Yeah.
Because what you don't want to do when you babysit is have somebody say, you're not my daddy. Shut up. Right. Now you got to explain why the kid's embedded in the wall. No, you don't want to do that. I get
you were forced. You didn't have a choice to have to babysit. So it's not like you. I like kids. I don't mind babysitting my little brothers and sisters. No, you were forced to to do that. Yeah. I'm saying it's okay to say you don't live like kids.
I didn't want to babysit anybody else's kids. But it didn't mean I didn't like babysitting mine, my siblings. But, and of course, I have a kid, so there's that.
But when it came to your siblings, it didn't matter if you liked it or not.
Oh, well, true. Yeah.
This is what you were going to do.
Earn your keep in this roof, under this roof here. You stay your ass right here, and you watch them while we go out.
Yeah, we going out.
You know, she did bring up a great point. What when you're 49, he's 60. I think she meant 50, but yeah. You know, but great point.
Yeah, because life changes, especially if he's when he gets older. You're young.
I said 40 or 60, my bad. 40 or 60.
Yeah. Mm. Life changes. When he starts to get 60, he starts to get older, and you have to like take care of it. And she's still in her, you know, 40s. You're still in your prime.
Yeah.
You're still on the one end of your life expectancy, where he's on the other end.
It's still hot girl season at that point.
Yeah.
You know, Durwood, on the other hand, says it's unusual for Pfeiffer to be as comfortable as he sees her right now, right? But then he also gets a little emotional in his one-on-one with the producers.
Yeah.
You okay with that?
I mean, that's a father-daughter moment. I think he knows his daughter. Mm-hmm. She's pretty independent. She's out of all the young ones that we've seen, to me, she was more mature out of them. And I think he just trusts his daughter. And that was just one of those proud dad moments.
Mm-hmm. No, indeed, it was. So, successful meeting. Of course, Pfeiffer's anxiety does not go down because now she has to go meet somebody on Derek's side, right?
Yeah.
If this is her first interracial relationship, I can see why she's a little nervous. You have no idea who you're going to meet. It could be anybody. But same thing for Derek, who wasn't nervous, right?
Right.
But luck of the draw, she meets Ratrice.
Yes, Lord.
I think I heard you drooling the minute you first mentioned this.
Ratrice is gorgeous. Mm. Like I might have to look her up on IG because she's in Dallas, I think. And so,
run, Ratrice, run.
You know how your cousin was on a show with an age gap? Well, check this out. You're 34.
Have I got something for you?
You're 34. I'm 51. What if we do our own experiment? No cameras. No, none of that. Just you and I, we go out and hang out, get to know each other and see, could this work?
You know what? Let's do this right here then. Go ahead. Pitch your case, sir.
Well, I think, hey, Ratrice. Terrell here, you know, half of Regular Guys, Random Thoughts Podcast, nice to meet you. I've moved here to the Dallas-Fort Worth area and got to say, you're very impressive. Very impressive what I saw for you on TV. And so if you ever want to chat, talk about that sometime. Love to hear it. Join the pod, slide in the DMs. They're open.
They're open is hilarious. They're open is hilarious. I check the hints daily.
Yeah.
hey, look, this is what I love about the live crew, offering some advice too. I could use a tour guide. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, matter of fact, that's how. First day with my wife, she suggested some places to go eat. I said, hey, I shouldn't eat alone.
I know. Ratrice, what are some places I should go? Where should I go eat? Do you have a favorite sushi spot? Do you have a favorite steak place? Let's just go hang out. Let's go get a mani-pedi. Whatever you want to do. I just want to talk to you.
Mimi says up top.
There you go. I'll see that. I think lightning only doesn't strike twice on the up top. I can only do that once.
Lady J says, shoot your shot, Terrell. I love it.
Yeah. Well, if y'all watch, y'all saw Ratrice, you know what I was talking about. You'd be like, don't blame him.
Attractive woman.
She got
her shit together.
Yeah, she was
stunning. And let's be honest, she didn't come up there with some BS because right off the rip, Ratrice is asking about future plans. Right?
Yeah. And I like how Derek chimes in. Well, you know, her contract in Seattle is up in 3 months. And, you know, she's open to moving to Dallas. And so Pfeiffer steps in. Yeah, you know, I'm from PA originally. I moved to Seattle by myself. So I'm really good with all this moving. And I knew since Derek has children, he couldn't move. So I'm okay with joining this family. And that's when Ratrice says, how old you is? How old are you, girl?
Something about that just went click.
Yeah.
And I like the way she said it too. Like, how old did you say you were again? I didn't. That's one of those smooth moves, right?
Yeah. It was. And I'm 23. And I like Retrice held it in for the most part in front of him. It was just like, oh, okay. Okay.
But then to the producer, she's like, okay, look. The things that Pfeiffer is good with now at 23, in 10 right. years, she might not be. Right. Great point. That, hey, something to keep in mind, because who you are at 23 is not who you are even at 25, 26. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Very different, right? So, back at the apartment, though, Pfeiffer says maybe she has been overly optimistic about things. And she's finally realized that she's moving, not just to move, but moving to be with Derek. And she's always told herself she would not change her life for a man. And this is where I realized that she didn't know that if you ever want to find out if God has a sense of humor, tell him the things you won't do, he'll make you do them.
Right. You know, this has been happening since the dawn of time. So a lot of times women will do this. Look at the military, right? You meet a guy who's military, y'all get married, you're going to have to start moving around because that's just what happens in the military. I don't look at it as that she is changing her life for a man. She wants out of Seattle anyway.
Right.
She wasn't in a happy relationship in Seattle. If she was, she wouldn't be on the show. So she finds a guy. And I think the question is what you have with Derek enough for you to move and be with him and see where it goes? Now, to me, where I lost some points there for Pfeiffer is you're thinking about this part to me too much. Mm-hmm. It's barely 2 weeks. You don't have to move tomorrow. You got a contract last 3 months. Why not just say, I just want to keep dating him and see how this is going to go? But no one is telling you to move. I think she's thinking about that part too much. Focus on just in the moment. Do we have enough to consider it? And then when you get to that point, get to that point. So I think that's where Derek's mind is at.
No, Derek's mind is that he don't have to change shit. All he got to do is cut off the ones that are in Dallas right now as soon as she gets there. So he has her, right? Now, Mimi's saying it sounds like she's trying to find a way out. I can see that, but I think it's more so, hold up. It's like, I have buyer's remorse for anything, any big purchase I have immediately. The minute I buy it, I have buyer's remorse, right? And that's kind of probably where she is in a sense. You start thinking about, okay, well, what I'm doing all of this stuff, right? Mike says, Terrell, she's 22. Exactly. And it's fine. I don't see a problem with this. The problem I have is when Pfeiffer tells Derek, look, hearing everything is going to be fine is not helpful, right? You have a problem with that. I don't. Why don't you have a problem with it?
Well, I have a problem with it because I agree with Derek. You can't, what are you supposed to say? Have a little pity party? Oh my God, this is crazy, right? Oh my goodness, this could happen and this could happen and this could happen. Who knows? Derek's just saying, I don't want to be stressed with it. And he tells her, look, I get the uncertainty. And there's nothing that I can tell you that's going to make you feel 100% certain. But change is, you know, he just sees this as change.
How about some specifics, sir? I mean, Jesus, not just everything's going to be okay. What are you, a Bob Marley song? Stop it.
What's he supposed to say? Everything's not going to be okay. This is going to be hard for you.
No, some specifics. Yes.
Like what? What could he specifically say is going to be hard for her? Because he doesn't know.
Relationship? I don't care. I'm just saying, don't just be like, hey, I don't need you stressing me out with your young ass problems.
Yeah, with your young people problems, your 23-year-old problems, I got 43-year-old problems I'm dealing with.
Right.
I'm not worried about all that. If it gets there, we'll figure it out at that point. But she is stressing way too much. Have you even met the kids yet? And you might not meet them for a few more weeks.
Right.
Calm it down.
Yeah, look, he's not running for office, so he could at least present a plan. Thank you, Nick.
How does he present a plan in 2 weeks? They've only been talking for 2 weeks.
They've been laid up in the bed for 2 weeks, too. So
No. They've been laying in the bed for a little over 1 week because, remember, they were separate rooms. So within a week, then I got to have a game plan. So usually you're going to contract in, you're going to move here. We're going to do – no, you don't do all that. Just fine. Just stay in the moment. Stay in the moment.
Or like Newbie Mahogany says, then stay in Seattle. Damn, y'all harsh. Logan and Vanessa. Vanessa's noticing red flags that Logan has some growing up to do. And I think that actually what's happening here is she's looking in the mirror and seeing Logan's face.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think she's got some growing up to do.
Well, she does. But also you get a little snippet of this toxicity that is coming from her. Because mm-hmm. she said that she's the oldest of three girls. Mm-hmm. Her sisters are a year apart and they have their picture perfect lives. I think that's how she wanted to say it. Picture perfect lives. And I screw everything up in my relationships. So she wanted to like be able to have a success story. I finally found a man and everything is great. So now I can do great things with my sisters. We can do, you know, family trips mm-hmm. and whatever. Yeah, you're the problem.
Why is this 49-year-old woman talking like a 21-year-old?
Like, oh my God, like, stop it.
Logan's mom and dad show up, right? Mm-hmm. And Vanessa just can't help herself because Logan's dad asks, hey, how's it been going? Can this man answer a question by his damn self?
Please. Yeah. They ask him whether he's enjoyed the experience. And Vanessa chimes in saying, tell him about your experience. They asked him. Mm-hmm. And
who's
about to answer? Tell us going. Tell how you met. It was just too much. And I like how his mom asked some really good questions. She said, so you're in Ohio and he's in Dallas. So have you talked about that? And Vanessa says that she's not been in a long distance relationship. And just because we are meeting today doesn't mean we're getting married and having triplets tomorrow, which, okay, that kid thing is going to come back up.
Oh, yeah, very much so. You know, I bet you his Logan's mom went, ding. He said that triplets, you just opened the kid conversation. And the Logan's dad actually is the one who brought it up because he's like, well, you know, you're his age. You know this. And well, now that we're getting to the age part, I will give Vanessa points for one thing and one thing only. She did not Teresa this thing up.
No, she didn't. Now, she didn't say that she had a kid. There's that.
She didn't, did she?
No, didn't say she had a kid.
Right.
At least what we saw on camera, she didn't say that.
That is true. Because, you know, because I almost started questioning that stuff, right? And then I saw this one from Timmy Worm says, also interesting that Vanessa hasn't told Logan, her daughter's older than him.
Mm.
I forgot about this part.
Yeah.
Because you're right, the kid hasn't come up. And to be fair, Vanessa looks a whole lot younger with makeup than Teresa.
You had to add that.
I haven't seen her without it. I can't speak for her without it. Logan can. I can't.
Well, Teresa doesn't need a lot of makeup, so that could be why. Teresa has a natural beauty to her.
So... I kid. No, Teresa's nice. Logan's mom is not really feeling the fact that Vanessa's 20 years older than Logan, right?
Right. Right. No, she's trying to process it. She's not trying to let it get to her. But then she says that, you know, all of her friends are having grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
And Vanessa says that she's open to that. I'm thinking, how? At 49, how are you open?
I got all your friends beat with an older grandchild for you. It'll be a step grandchild, but still. I got you covered. Well, Vanessa goes to the bathroom and Logan admits to his parents that, you know, Vanessa's a little bit more mature. And what else did he say? She was what?
More self-aware.
Self-aware, that's it.
Yeah.
I think he was making shit up at that point, but go ahead.
Well, he said she's more self-aware.
No, she's not.
And the dad says, if you're going to do the kid thing, then this is the challenge. And then that's when Logan says, well, you know, I'm still not sure if I want kids. And I love how his dad's mom said, you always said you wanted kids.
Right. Mm-hmm. I do like how they didn't try to sway him one way or the other, though. Like, no, you need to do this. So then it's like, because even his dad's just like, hey, he's at the age where you start to get your shit together. This could be the turning point, is the part that he left out. Or they edited it out. But this woman could be the turning point. We may thank her for this thing later.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
100%.
Now, here's the thing. Because I saw this part here, and I forgot that this is what Vanessa did, right? And the fact that Vanessa is a salon owner, right?
Mm-hmm.
and you see her grooming Logan.
Yeah.
And she even says that she does beards all the time in her salon.
Mm-hmm.
Why does she leave him all jacked up with a crooked lock?
Yes.
Underneath there? Did you see
that? I saw that. Okay. I did. I was thinking, well, that's not how you do that. And that's just interesting. Maybe that's not how my barber does it. So it was just weird because to me it didn't seem. But also, I do think maybe that's a little bit different than black barbers and black men. When we get our hair, we like that really sharp line, and where I don't really see that sometimes. With
no. When have you ever seen a white man with a jagged line underneath here that was actually cut that way? That shit looked like it was a geometry. You think it was Charlie Brown's shirt.
I don't look at a lot of men's facial hair. Look at their
neither
line.
Neither do I, but
their,
you would notice face, that shit.
I wouldn't pay attention.
You would notice
I did notice it when she did it. Like, that's really not a straight line, but maybe he doesn't care because it's under.
Well, here's the thing. Now Logan gets to meet Vanessa's friend. Not family, but friend, Haley.
Right. Yeah.
Now, Haley is about the same age as Logan. So we see a theme here with Vanessa. She likes to think she's young and hang out with a lot of young folks, right? But what does she not do or not stop doing? Mothering this grown-ass man. So overbearing. Is it me or did Haley seem to back Vanessa in this entire thing and never called her out for constantly trying to tell this man exactly what to do?
100% she did. We talked about this, how we said women don't really check their friends and are honest with them to tell them, hey, you're kind of being the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa came in hot and was just over the top.
Yes.
From the very beginning. And then she's like, well, she didn't know how old I was when we met. Tell what'd you think? And then goes to Logan doing the same thing. Tell her how we met. And then tell her this. Mm-hmm. And then tell her that. It was annoying. And the fact that Logan was annoyed, Haley's looking at Logan like he's the problem.
Right. Crazy. The man is trying to answer the question and she's still dictating how he's supposed to. Well, do you want to do this?
Yeah.
You tell her then. Shit. Don't tell me to tell her and then you tell me what to tell her. You just tell her.
Yeah.
Trace World says disagree. Why? I'd like to hear this.
Just because.
Because women stand together. No, the fact is, and thank you, Lady J. The friend should have told Haley should have told Vanessa to shut up. Exactly. Would you please let him answer? I asked him a question.
Yeah. Oh, but, God, you couldn't do that because that means you're going to check your friend.
Here's the thing about it, because when Logan leaves, it's obvious that here's the problem. Haley is just as toxic as Vanessa. Because she blames Logan, saying he picked the mini fights.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Are we watching the same thing?
Yeah. And Haley says it's weird that you get in all these little fights. And Vanessa asks, what relationship does this remind you of? And she said, Haley says, all of them. All of your relationships, you get in these mini fights, which proves. Problem. Yeah. Common denominator of all her relationships is Vanessa.
It is. And then Vanessa's asking, is he think it's his age or his personality type? No, it's you. You are the problem here. Okay, here's the other thing that hurt me about this, because Vanessa then is telling about them being in the house and, you know, being in an apartment together and, you know, friendship stuff. And she's like, that's a problem. And then also she's like, well, you know, he slept the first couple of nights with a pillow between us. Left out the context, because I'm still thinking, and I could be wrong. Vanessa, feel free to come on and tell me how wrong I am. Did she or did she not tell Logan what happened with Chris? Because if she did, and she said it was moving too fast, why would Logan not then take it slower? Because if you're telling me the last man moved too fast, I know I can't go try to jump your bones immediately, even though that's what she wanted. And woman, when you said it, he did.
He didn't do it right the first time, but he still did it.
By the way, that's what Golden Soul said. I believe Logan is staying in it only to prove to Vanessa that he can last longer.
Yeah. I'm gonna show her.
just a couple more sit-ups.
Yeah, just a couple more sit-ups. I'm gonna drink some pineapple juice too. That'll show her.
Oh my God. Back at the apartment, Vanessa asks if the fighting that Haley mentioned is what defines her and Logan. And how is he supposed to answer that?
He answered just the way he should. What do you think?
Smart man.
Yeah, see, smart.
Mature beyond his years.
Yeah, she said that they have a battle of egos, mm-hmm. but Logan calls out that Vanessa needs to take a step back sometimes because mm-hmm. she kept trying to tell him what to say. And I don't think she really heard him when he brought that up. She's just like, yeah, I know. And then she says, I know I'm always 10 steps ahead of you and you're 10 steps behind me. Don't act like I'm slow.
Right.
Yeah. Treat me like I'm some slow dude. You know, just no, it's not that you're 10 steps ahead of me. That's not what it has to do with. It's just you talk too much and you put too much of you
never
into everything.
Up.
Yeah. People ask me a question. I'm trying to answer it. And there you go.
Yeah.
Chime in.
If it's one good thing I give Vanessa, besides the fact that she revealed her age, is that she knows her part in this. She recognizes it, right? The bad thing of it, though, because you can't have the good, because she doesn't just go with that, I know, I apologize, because she wouldn't do that. Instead, she just takes no accountability and like, well, you just have to accept me for who I am. This mm-hmm. is me. No, yeah. Fix you, because this is why you're single. This is why your sister married and your daughter married and your ass is still single.
Well, if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. Yeah, that's what that is.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Yes.
Andrew and Libby. Oh, you talked about this. Our first recap of episodes 1 through 3.
Yep.
And when I saw it, I went, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I couldn't take it.
Yeah.
Libby's friends, as soon as she sees them, you immediately realize how young she is. And yes. So does Andrew.
Yes. I've said it time and time again. It is possible for Andrew to find a 22-year-old that's mature enough that he could bring around his 38, 39-year-old friends. Mm-hmm. But at some point, mm-hmm. Andrew's got to hang around a bunch of 22-year-olds. And that's where it gets annoying. And when I saw this, I saw Andrew's face.
Yes.
And that is the look of a man that is saying, oh, shit, this is a bit much to be around this group.
That would have irked me. I don't think I would have. That's why when his friends showed up, they're like, hey, let's go over here real quick.
Yeah.
They were there for like 3 minutes. Like, nah, we good.
Yeah. Let's
move.
Let's go over here.
I do like, though, here's the thing about Libby's friends. They asked questions. They didn't just, they sat there and they asked I give Libby's teenage acting friends more credit than I give Vanessa and her grown ass friend. Because the questions were asked. Tell me about the mother of your kids. How old are you? How do you feel about dating younger? And then they even held Libby's feet to the fire on some stuff too.
They did, but what I like them and I don't like them because they also said he told her about the relationship with the kid's mom, mm-hmm. and it's the same woman. It's one mother, mm-hmm. two kids.
How many baby mamas?
Exactly. But he tells her about the relationship, and then what does that girl say? Well, I think I need to hear it from her. Well, then why the hell did you ask me that? I'm like, hey, Libby, I'm out. Out of left. Why the hell you ask me that?
That would have irked the crap. See, that's why I'm glad I'm not in the dating world anymore, because that's the point where my filter goes and shit just comes out.
Yeah.
Because the thing that you just said, so why'd you ask me?
Exactly.
If you want to talk to her, why don't you just call her and talk to her and don't ask me then?
Yeah, totally fine. Instead, I tell you, she's probably going to say the exact same thing that that I said to you. Mm-hmm. And then when his friends come and they take him away, what does the old girl say?
Hey, he may need some Botox.
He needs some Botox. See, that's that 22-year-old BS.
Okay, you got to mix that in, because the other thing they did say was, okay, look, you're not ready to be a stepmom.
Right.
And I like the fact that they told her that. They're like, I thought they were kind of holding her feet to the fire with some reality. And like, because she's like, well, you know, just thinking more big sister vibe. I'm like, this is not big sister vibe.
Right.
You're living in a bubble and not in reality. This is not it.
Yeah. And they said it, that I know you want Big Sister vibe, but this is his children. And I think Libby is thinking the way I used to think when dating people with children, that the dad's involved. Mm-hmm. This is not going to impact me. Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about that. I'm just here to date the person. I think Libby's thinking that, and I could be the cool stepmom and, you know, be like a sister to them. No, You're dating people with children. You are involved. You're going to be involved. Whether you like it or not, you got to accept it. I don't think Libby is looking at it from the right lens.
It's all fine. Well, and fine and dandy. Think you're not going to be involved until the dad or the ex-husband drives by the house.
Yeah.
Looking. It's like, wait a minute, because it's all that stuff happens, right? He's with his boys. Andrew's with his boys. How old is she? Because as soon as they walked up, they knew. Okay. Yeah. But first of all, Amir was like, I know this guy. I guess 22 to 25. And I like how his other friend was like, look, I had to guess older just by default, because if we're going to make this a real bet, we both are going to be at the same age.
Yeah. They know Andrew's type, so they can see that. And honestly, I think that they probably feel the same way that I, of the things I just said a bit ago. If she was a mature 22 and didn't act like, you know, teenagers with their girlfriends, they probably have a different perspective of her.
Yeah.
But just what they walked up to and just watching, I'm sure they had to think to themselves, this girl's young.
Yeah. How weird was it that Andrew had the same answer about Libby with his daughters that Libby had with her girls?
Well, Andrew says he's not introduced anybody to his daughters. And he would be naive to think that you have a great relationship with the mom, that Libby's just going to be bonus mom and be, you know, kind of a big sister vibe. No, that's not how it works. That's how you feel today, but drama's going to happen. Things are going to happen. People get sick. She's got to step up.
Yeah.
And is she the type that can actually do that? Now, I love how his friends called him out. They said, well, how are you going to handle the distance? Because she can't rent a car to come see you.
That is hilarious. And true. Because you got to be 25.
Right.
Back at the apartment, Libby thinks everything's good. It's not the weirdest thing having their friends hang out together, which is great for her to think. His friends are like, we ain't doing this. Our wives are not down for this.
Yeah. Well, and Libby said that her friends were concerned about the kid situation. And Andrew tells her, look, if I'm happy, my kids will be happy. So that's not an issue. But I think Andrew had to sleep on it and kind of process a lot of what his friends were telling him.
Yeah, which is what led to that conversation in the park, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting the way he kind of did this, because you and I heard this, we watched this, and Libby heard it all too. She didn't react to it in the moment, but at least she heard everything he was saying. He was trying to break things off, and he's like, well, you know, I'm a lot of fun right now, but back home I'm really boring, and you know, I don't want you to feel like I'm holding you back.
Yeah.
Famous words when you're trying to break up and make it not seem like it's your fault.
Right. But he's trying to be realistic and telling her that she should think about this stuff. You're 22. You're going to potentially move to Florida. I think that's where Andrew is, right? So potentially move to, doesn't matter. You're going to move to wherever Andrew's at. He can't move. He has kids.
Right.
So you have to start a whole life over. So that's making new friends, as well as adapting to his life. Do you want to do that in your early 20s?
Right.
There's so much more of the world you could be seeing and doing. I don't want to hold you back.
Jessica says he was pre-launching the breakup. Because Libby says she notices this hesitation. And is like, hey, look, this is giving me cause for concern because it's here now. When we're out of this, and that means we're in deeper, it's going to be worse. Libby actually shows she can be more than the giddy high school girl. Because she's thinking through this thing like, hey, look, this man is short. Because mostly, think about it. A lot of people that age are just, oh, okay, whatever, and go by. That's not what she's doing here.
Well, I would disagree. Because I think what Andrew is trying to say, that his concern about dating younger is it always starts out that they're good until they realize this is real. This is a real relationship. And there's children that come with this relationship.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a little bit harder than what they thought. his concern is letting Libby in. And then 6 months in, a year in, she's like, you know, this is too much.
Right.
I'm only 24. I want to have some fun. And I think that's what he's trying to figure out. I don't think it'll be an issue for him if he feels that she's 100% in. I just think that he thinks that she's going to have one foot in and one foot out.
Okay. That's because his life, when he was 22, he talked about this, when he's 22, he was not ready to settle down, right? And he's thinking, all right, cool, now 8 years, I'm going to be 46. You're going to be 29, hot to trot and ready to go. Little money in your pocket, and you ain't be thinking about me. Because he's going to be the old man in the club. He can't go with her.
Well, he'll be the old man in his club. He owns the bar. So
well, that's
he'll be the old man. Which, different level of status. You're the owner. You can still pick up a lot of women in the bar. If you're just the old guy.
It's not all it's cracked up to be. Trust me. Well, you ran restaurants. The expenses will get you every time. Especially when you got advertised.
Tell us about your dating life when you were running the bar. How was that?
Dating life? What dating life?
Yeah. Story time with Yanni.
we'll have to clear those stories with my wife first. Ain't gonna get me in trouble. Shit. But baby, it was in the past. Why'd you have to share it?
Why'd you have to bring it up now?
Seems like
because Terrell told me to.
Seems like you were missing out on those times.
Terrell's fault.
I'm not falling for that. Chris and Leah meeting with Chris's mom. And of course, Leah's happy when Chris's mom says she looks like she's 30.
Yeah. Which is great. But here's what annoys me. Because don't give me a math problem. I'm asking how old you are. Because Leah says, yeah, you look like you're 30. Well, add 10 to that. Plus one. No. Just tell me you're 41. I don't need any hold of you. Well, here's how old I am. If Chris has 50 apples and I take 9 apples from Chris, how many apples does he have left? Because that's my age. Just say 41.
If Chris brought 25 and I brought 25 and we gave you 9, how many do we have left?
50.
I like how Chris's mom was like, well, how do you feel about him being 26?
Yeah, she felt like I'm great with it. Mm-hmm. She thinks everything is all good on her end, because for her it is.
Mm-hmm.
But for other people, maybe not. And I like how his mom says she's been praying for God to help Chris find this person. I don't know if that's you, but I've been praying for it. That's hilarious.
By the way, Newbie Mahogany wants you to know that she does that. You know, add to this, take away to that, carry to one. Tam says, look, own it. I'm 49. I own it. These elders are shame. So weird. And Dorica's like, hey, she looks her age. She does. I thought she might have been mid-30s, but the minute she said she was 41, I'm like, yeah, I see it. But she looks good.
Yeah, she
think
does.
About it. 41 in 2026 is not 41 in 2006.
Or even 1986.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because back then, 40 looked different.
That hill was a hill. And you know when it all changed? When Jay-Z said 40's a new 30.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe not. Okay. Maybe the people just felt younger.
Yes.
As we got older, everybody started to look better. We look younger. But like Derek says, 41 doesn't look like the Golden Girls anymore. They weren't as old as we think. We think they're like in their 80s. They weren't.
No, I mean, in their real life, they were older, but the characters they played were all divorcees in their 40s.
Right. George Jefferson wasn't that damn old. He did have an old-ass kid, but he wasn't that old. So, yeah, same thing.
Lionel? Yeah. The two Lionels?
Leah leaves, and Chris and his mom get a chance to just sit down. And when his mom says, Chris looks really happy with Leah, Chris starts to get a little real, and things, that boy's stressed.
I lost it here for Chris.
Why?
Because he just sounded like a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his issue is that he can't communicate well to Leah to say what he's really thinking. So he's been holding this up, and he comes to mommy and is like, Mom.
Oh, dear God, seriously.
Like, he goes, Mom, tell me this, what it's like. It's been a lot. It's been a lot. Like, ever since we moved in together, it's been a lot. She's always in front of me. She likes to touch me in my special place. And I need my alone tonight. I need my alone. I want to go to the gym.
Stop it.
It's just a lot. Okay, you got a woman that likes you and wants to be around you a whole lot. That's what you're crying about? That's a lot? You could easily say, hey, babe, I really like you a lot too, but I need about an hour of me time. Do you mind if I go get an hour of me time? Great, because that's what mature people do. Let's talk. I just didn't like that. I didn't like that.
He said everything was easy until they moved in together and she also spent every moment with him, right? Apparently, yeah. Her love language is quality time. He just needs to know how to regulate that quality time. So
her love language is smothered. It's not quality time. It's
scattered, smothered. Scattered and smothered. Her love language is Waffle House.
Yeah. Waffle. You just call her, make her nickname Security Blanket, because that's just all she does. I'm going to wrap me up and protect you all day long.
You call a head of state security. Holy crap. I do like how his mom asked, are you happy or not? Because if you're not, you're hurting her.
Right.
And he's like, what about me? Damn it.
Yeah.
Because Tam is like, I really felt for this kid. Right.
Yeah.
You're like, you're over here making fun of the man. However, I want to point out something. Because you see, between you and Mike over there, oh, he came off too soft and all this other stuff. I'm going to explain something to y'all real quick. Because what happened back at the apartment was a strategic move. He was practicing on mama.
Okay.
Because he got back to the apartment. He was checking to make sure them tears could come down first, right? He said, it works. Gets back there, and he starts talking to Leah and says, you know, he's unsure. He's never been so unsure about the future, and he's trying to do right by her as he sets the mood, sets mm-hmm. the tone, and he's going. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can get this. I'm walking on eggshells, you know. Leah's like, there's no pressure to date me. He's like, I'm having such a hard time. I'm struggling. I'm overwhelmed. And the tears start to flow. That man was working on something special.
I don't think so at all. I know where you're going, but I don't think so at all. Because
ladies, explain to this man what happens when the man cries in front of you like that.
Don't give me. I know what happens. I had an experience once. I know what happens.
Oh boy, you have not lived.
Once, but I don't cry that dang much. That's why I don't cry that darn much like this dude. And he said that he's scared to tell her how he feels because he doesn't want to start an argument. Uh-huh. That's a problem in a relationship. I don't want to tell you what I really think because I'm scared you're going to get mad. And she even says, I don't want to argue. Just tell me how you feel, because that's what mature adults do. Mm-hmm. That's the issue. He's held all this stuff in that it's bowling up now. And that's why he's just a big ball of feels.
Now, to your point, Nubi Mahogany says it doesn't work on older women. Says who?
You got to find older women. It's like anniversaries and birthdays,
and the right cry day.
Yeah, they don't do that just because you're sad.
Oh my God, he says he's mentally exhausted. You know, I do like what Leah did at this moment though, because she chose kindness, right? Mm-hmm. And you know. Sits next to him, listens to him, has that concerned look on her face, kisses him on the cheek, and whispers in the air, wait till the cameras leave.
I can't wait to give you some oral intimacy.
Oh, man. The next day, though, they actually happened. I was wondering why they having the conversation twice, and I realized he never really got the conversation out, did he?
No, he did. He just told her how he was feeling in that moment, why he's upset. I think he took time to sleep on it, and he sits down with her and tells her that, you know, this process has been hard on both of them. Mm-hmm. And he feels the overbearingness is driving him nuts that she's doing. Mm-hmm. And Leah says she's just trying to do a we thing. It seems to be like you want to do the me thing. And mm-hmm. so she says, as a flight attendant, I'm alone a lot, but what can I do? Yeah, what can I do to get you back to your happy place? I just said, leave him alone. That's mm-hmm. what he's telling you. Give him some time. Give him
that's
some
space. That's what he wants. Yeah.
That's all he wants.
Well, she says she misses the way that he looked at her at the retreat. Right?
Well, yeah, because he didn't realize she was going to be like this. How many times have we looked at somebody and then we start dating and we're like, oh, shit.
This is why
I made a mistake. I made a mistake.
Tapping out?
Yeah.
Well, they agree to take it day by day. And Chris says they'll figure it out, right? By the way, Joy P says there are many, quote unquote, mature adults who tell you to speak your truth, then argue you down, but pretend like they don't do that. Agree?
I mean, there could be a lot, but my thought is the first time that happens, that's time to get out of that relationship.
There you go.
You do be like that once.
Once you get one time, fool me once, yeah. Shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah.
We ain't getting to me. Yeah. We ain't getting to me. Mike says a brother will put Leah in the huckabuck and take control of the relationship. Damn.
Oh, well, goodness. Now I want to know their age. Mike, what's your age? You saying huckabuck? What is that?
Well, let's start let's start on the low end, 55. Because Mike is a little aggressive. Mike said earlier, my African American side says, Yanni, enough with that auntie stuff. But my Cajun Creole part says, man, stop apologizing. I'm not apologizing.
Yeah,
I'm just people tell you how to say their name, just like when people write my name wrong, I correct your ass real quick. Why? Respect what it is. If you spell your name one way and it's pronounced another, I'm gonna pronounce it that way.
Yeah.
Mikey.
We're just pronouncing the name the way she Mickey. Wants. But
if it's Mike,
hey, you put some respect on Mike's name. That man's 59 years old.
There you go. See, I told you on the low end. On the low end was 55.
Man's 59 years old.
Salute, Mike. We appreciate you.
Him and Jorge in the same graduating class. That's why.
Now, if you tell us you got a 27-year-old, Mike, now we're going to have another conversation.
That's that game, Mike Smith. Go on, get undressed, girl. Once I take these Stacey Adams off, I'm going to put you in the huckabuck. Let me put some Isley Brothers on real quick. Set the mood.
Yeah, what's so funny is, hey, Jay Blake, I knew it. Because Jay Blake guessed 60. Almost on the nose, just rounding up a little bit. That's all. Yo, I love you guys, man. Y'all are amazing. And you know what? Matter of fact, you made it this far. Do us a favor. In honor of Mike, just go ahead and comment 59. You comment 59 right below. Let us know you made it this far before we round out this whole thing here. Do us a favor. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. They had dinner.
Yeah.
Right?
Couples dinner.
And all the couples showed up looking good. And Chris mm-hmm. decides to toast everyone. Toast to everybody. Toast to growth. Toast to taking it one day at a time. Toast to together or apart. Was he dropping hints?
Well, he knows everybody's not going to make it. I mean, Okay. Come on, that's apparent. Stevie Wonder can say everybody's not going to make it.
Yeah. Nick and Natalie show up and ask about meeting family and friends. And of course, they have to start with Teresa, right?
Right. Yeah.
I know you don't watch the previews of the next episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So I will tell you this. It played out the exact same way it showed between mm-hmm. Teresa and Leah, because Teresa's asked if the kids asked about, Natalie asked her if the kids asked about the age.
Mm-hmm.
And Teresa, still being as stubborn as she's been since episode one, is saying, yeah, no, they don't. They still don't know, and they won't know for a while.
Until she decides to tell them.
Now,
and the fact that Natalie's like, well, why? And her whole point of this is, well, it's the double standards. Oftentimes double standards apply if the roles are reversed. If age doesn't matter, why do I have to reveal it right now? All of this is in Teresa's head about the double standard and all that, because nobody judges a woman for dating a younger man.
Right.
It's if anything, guys are going to look at the young dude like, pound that up. And then women her age are going to look at her like, girl, up top. High five. They're going to celebrate it. No one is going to berate her for dating a man that's younger. What is the big deal?
Well, Karen can't help. I mean, Teresa can't help it because she's got to play the victimhood role, right? And this is what she's doing in this moment. Because, again, like I said, if age doesn't matter, why should she reveal it? Because that's what y'all kept telling me about the show, why they didn't have couples closer in age. Right. That's why, right? Now, Natalie notices Leah's facial expressions. She's not the only one, but hers are a little bit more expressive than everybody else's, right? Well, maybe they just stand out more. So therefore, she pulls her into the conversation and fireworks begin when Leah asks, why hide it now?
Right.
Is that a bad question to ask?
It's not a bad question to ask. Mm-hmm. It's just, what's the big deal? If we've all shared it, why couldn't you share it with your kids? You care about them so much, why not just tell them the truth, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Teresa says that she's being strategic. And she says, I'm not ashamed of the age difference. And then says, Leah, it's none of your business. And you need to stop talking.
I'm going to tell you this, man. When she said she wasn't hiding it, this is when Leah should have exited the conversation. She didn't, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where Teresa got disrespectful. And as lucky, it was Leah, not somebody else, who would have put her in the figure four leg lock right there at the dinner table. Because she was very disrespectful after that. And
yeah.
The wrong person. It's like I had to tell the office in an apartment before, hey, he's lucky I'm the one to open the door. Because somebody else would have hemmed his ass up for being disrespectful. Don't be disrespectful. Right? And she met the right person this time. Because Teresa, too old to be acting like this. Especially, the thing that irks me the most about this is Natalie decides to take Teresa's side on this. Oh, well, you don't have to. Everybody else around the table is saying, why the hell did we do it?
Right.
Because everybody else revealed their age to their friends, their family. And you're saying that this woman, the oldest woman at the table, is acting like the youngest one and can't say the truth to the people she birthed.
Right. That you care about. They love you. What are they gonna say? You're not my mom anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to date him, then we're done. They're not going to say that.
Exactly. This irked the crap out of me. I like Natalie. I like Nick. This part I didn't like. I mean, because even when Teresa decides to curse at Leah, oh, no, let's be nice. No, Teresa, you get your old ass up off the table and excuse yourself till you got some manners and come back. Plain and simple.
Dang.
What we're not going to do is disrespect them in this place, man. This is why we're not invited to do that kind of stuff.
Well, but I mean, what was Leah going to do? Because she even did the clapping, which to me, that's starting something.
Oh,
you do that.
That's my point.
She did the clapping. But, you know, if this was Real Housewives of Atlanta, be different.
Oh, yeah.
Total different situation.
The wine would have been flowing.
Do the air?
Yes, of course. Hey, can I get another glass of wine, please? Give it a body. Like, yo, when I saw it in the preview, I was pissed. When I saw how it actually played out, I was even more pissed. Because that was the epitome of privilege playing out in its most Karen-est way. Yeah. The way she did that shit, terrible. Because had it gone the other way, this would have played... Had this been in reverse, it would have played out differently. And I know you'll say, well, we don't know that. But we do.
We don't know that. But Leah doesn't seem like the type that would do that. Leah wouldn't just kind of lose her crap like that over. And
Oh, you're going that route. I like that. Good one.
Yeah, Leah wouldn't lose her crap over that. Leah would also lie about, you know, having children, like Teresa did to...
True.
John's parent, a mom and sister, wouldn't lie about her age difference. She's just going to own it. Mm-hmm. So I don't see Leah doing that.
By the way, I don't know. My BFF Pri says, I wonder if Teresa's ex-husband left her for a younger woman. I didn't think about this.
But wouldn't this be like payback? Which would still be winning?
Right? And he hears you on TV moaning and groaning and saying how good it was? Let me explain. Men don't want to hear
that. Did your ex-husband make you do all that?
It's so much better than my ex-husband.
My ex-husband didn't do anything. Both of them didn't do that much.
By the way, Monique says, I didn't like that ish at all. The host knew it was messy in the first place when she asked Leah. Then I didn't feel Leah had anyone else at that table that would have had her back. Yes, even Chris didn't know how to have her back in that moment. And, well, you know, well, there's that. Yeah. Mike would have had her back.
If Jorge was still there, he'd have had her back. Talk your shit, Leah and Teresa. Say what you got to say. Say it with your chest.
Oh, my God. Look, man, it's been fun. You know, we do have episode 8 dropping. I don't think they're doing a reunion. We haven't heard any word about a reunion, right?
I haven't. And normally on Netflix, they show, just like now, you can look on there, it tells you episode 8. Is going to be available March 25th. I don't see any more episodes.
Yeah.
So I'm curious if they will have a reunion or not.
You know,
I doubt it though.
I doubt it too, because Vile Files has been interviewing the entire cast.
Yeah.
And of course they're interviewing them based on where they are in the show, but
right.
They're all there with them along the way. So this one I think is because they're not really going into, I don't think they're revealing too much in that sense. It's just dealing with what's been happening on the show, right? Couple of questions, comments here to get to before we get out of here. We got to roll real quick. But Pink Butterfly says, Terrell, I know the answer to this, but I just figured you should answer it for Pink Butterfly. What's going on with you and Lauren from Ready to Love Detroit?
Lauren? There was never anything from Lauren, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, no, there wasn't anything from Lauren. It was, God, Donna. I forget her name. Donna. It was Donna.
Damn, yeah. You forgot her name already?
Well, I mean, we go from one show to another. I kind of forget about these folks, but it was Donna is the one that piqued my interest, if you will. But nothing going on with that. I think I reached out to her to see if we can get her on the show, and I don't think we got a response.
No, sure didn't. You know, not everybody, people say yes, and then they say no, or they just get ghosts.
Well, they watch some more of our videos, and they're like, oh, no. I ain't going over there.
Which is why it's always funny to me when people are like, oh, you took it too easy on David. No, we asked him everything. Everything. By the way, they're engaged. You know, so congratulations to them too. Golden Soul 54 says, hey, tell, make sure if Retrice does respond, she explains her definition of celibacy.
Should I ask that out the gate? Hey, I would love to meet up for coffee, but quick question, I gotta ask.
Celibacy or abstinence?
Are you celibate? And if you are, what do you mean by celibate?
Here's the interesting thing, because on the Vibe Files, Vanel was on there, Jorge was on there. They've both said abstinence now. That's not what was said on the show. And I get it, because now the definition's coming up a little bit more. So, to be fair, she said celibacy, which to some people means one thing than the other, right? So there's that. Tam Montreal says, we need that story time. Mimi says, we need that story time. And Classy B says, because I need some permission. Tell your wife I said he's a good man, Savannah. Oh, she knows. She knows. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us, man. Do us a favor, please, if you have not already, please hit that like button. It takes half a second. Just go ahead and tap it, right? Hit that like button. If not subscribed,
please subscribe.
Make us feel good. And hit that bell for some notifications. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you might find on the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn to cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing, nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.